Hello.
Calm.
We're live, everyone. Today we're doing a mental exercise, guys, because this is a very diverse. One day we're talking about video games, next day we're talking about food. Today we're talking about meditation.
When are we gonna do the
Next podcast, buddy.
If you haven't, go follow me on Twitch at Cliche Name Official. I had to plug it. I had to.
Okay, I'll let you.
Also, go subscribe to my YouTube, React and Laugh.
Okay, are we done with the shameless plugins?
Yeah, now I'll eat a paper bag while you talk.
All right, so I want everyone to get, for everyone who's listening to this, get comfortable. We're doing a visualization mental exercise.
All
What
right.
we're doing today with a Dr. Calm, as I see his name right there. Here, hold on. Can we just go on before we continue this? Dr. Calm, why do you always have a different name every time you come onto the show with me?
Have no idea what you're talking about.
Fair point. Okay, then. So, everyone, just get comfortable. Lie down, sit down, stand up, do whatever you want that makes you happy. And I just want you to just close your eyes, listen to music in the background while you do this. And I just want you to imagine just a little floating island, just floating, and it's just you're a personal island, and you can invite anyone that you know into it. And I just want you to imagine a garden. It's a nice garden.
I will. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is it a garden like we grow food, like tomatoes, bananas? Wait, don't.
It could be like any, it could be any type of garden. It could even be a garden from 9,000 years into the future.
I'm gonna plant a lima bean plant.
Say you're growing a vegetable garden.
That, yeah, so I got plastic in my mouth. Is this what turtles feel like?
Is this what turtles? Okay, someone's gonna take that out of context.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get back onto the topic. So I want you to imagine a garden. You don't have to imagine a garden. You can just imagine anything that makes you feel happy. Like for me, it would be a garden.
For me, it's
What
an
would
underground bunker.
Of course it would be an underground bunker. Why wouldn't it be?
Because what if a nuclear bomb strikes? What if they do a nuclear test on your island? You gotta have something to protect yourself.
Oh my God. This is why we're trying to stay positive about this.
This is positive. I'm thinking about the future.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'll be quiet now. I'll
No,
play
you
mo
can still talk. You can still talk.
Go ahead, explain. I'm going to be playing Monster Legends.
So not talking about a shameless plug-in.
No,
This is really fun.
I just really enjoyed the game. It's not I'm
Okay.
not sponsored by them whatsoever.
Oh yeah, we're definitely not sponsored by Monster Legends. It's a good game.
I mean,
It's a
yeah,
good
now I'm
game.
going to play Clash of Clans.
Okay.
Just talk, yeah.
Okay, again. So everyone who's listening, sorry we got off track, but everyone who's just listening to this, I just imagine your little, just your little floating island, just anything that makes you happy. Happy for me, I have a flower garden. And note, before you think about this, just try and erase every bad thing that happened in your day.
See, that never works for me because every time I try to forget something, I always f think about it and it haunts me. So don't be like me.
Yes, don't be like him. So back on track, let's imagine we have our own island and it has a nice garden on it. It could be any type of garden. Yeah, no, vegetable garden, fruit garden, tree garden, and flower garden, any type of garden. As I said, it could be anything. And it can even be something from 9,000 years into the future. But if it's anything from 9,001 years into the future, that's when we're gonna have a problem. I'm kidding. So anyway, after you've decided what type of garden, you don't have to have a garden. It could be anything that makes you feel. It could be anything that can just make that you can just think of that could like you that like you can do for like a mental activity. Look, I'm not sure what I'm going on. You don't have to make it a garden. It could be literally anything that makes you happy. So for me, it's a flower garden because I'm a little flower baby boyo.
Go on, go on. Let me think on what I'm gonna plant on my island.
No, you don't have to make a, you don't have to make it a garden, you know. It could
Know
be
I want
literally
it to be a
anything.
garden.
Okay.
It's gonna be a fruit and vegetable garden.
That's a good choice. Now, anyway, what I want you to do is think of all the good things that you did today. And when you think about them, plant another seed in your garden. And when you plant the other seed, every other seed grows. So every time you plant a seed, all the other ones grow. So just imagine that. And sooner, the sooner you know it, you'll have your start of a great garden.
For my first two plants, for my first two memories, is it's going to be an Allium sepa and a Pyrus malus.
Good choice.
That's onions and apples for you non-scientific people.
I was wondering what that meant.
Literally, I just looked up a site, scientific names for vegetables, and I got to this whole website.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, he chose good. I love onions and I love apples.
Did you know you can be like the people from Holes and just eat onions?
Yeah, you could literally just like, you could just take an onion and go, crunch.
Yeah, like the guys from the movie Holes.
Yeah, have you ever seen that movie? It's a good movie, actually.
Actually, yeah. So anyway, at the
Okay, we're not spoiling anything.
okay, yeah. See, on my island, I would have a radio playing Wouldn't It Be Nice, playing 24/7 from the Beach Boys.
Yeah, on my island, besides the garden, we would have a mountain area where I could go on a little hike and then like a little cottage that has like a TV, a fireplace, just a lot of nice things that make me happy. There's also a beach with a beach chair, an umbrella, and a radio that plays just plays like calming music. He's like, wouldn't it be nice from the Beach Boys?
Okay, what are we talking about?
I'm not sure. Why did you send me a YouTube video?
It's
Okay. I'll watch this once the podcast is over. So anyway, just imagine all this nice stuff. And you don't have to be alone on the island. You can imagine that you have friends on the island. Doesn't have to be
have card.
imaginary, doesn't have to be real.
Yeah, I have cardboard cutouts of celebrities on my island since I'm lonely.
That's why you're on my island, dude.
Well, I have people important like Todd Howard, Elon Tusk, Mark Zuckerberg. Yep, all of them are cardboard cutouts.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
Our Lord and Savior, Danny DeVito.
Okay, we're getting way off track. Oh,
So
yes.
yeah. And just so every day, so b getting back on track to the back to the little island. Every day, just go back and check on it at least once. Take some time and commitment. But if you try and do it every day, I this isn't guarantee, but I bet that you'll at least feel a little bit better about yourself and everything else. If you
Yeah,
just
see,
try and just being
I
honest.
actually had the idea like a long time ago, where it was like I had this big dome, and inside that dome it's like pictures of wilderness, and there was like a big oak bench with a big oak tree, and when you sat down facing towards the oak tree, on the all the way on the right, there will be an Olympic sized swimming pool that goes like this height of the Empire State Building. And behind you, if you sat on the bench towards the oak tree, you will have different rooms on which dream would you like to enter of like things you like. And then
You know, that's really nice. And
if you look on your left, if you're facing toward the oak tree, you'll see a door, because if there wasn't a door, that would be a giant fire safety hazard. And there will be a secret door in the tree that would lead to my underground bunker. If things got too serious about. Oh, did I? And I forgot to
it
mention.
all leads back to the underground bunker.
Wait, let me finish. Let me finish.
Go on.
I forgot to add, and all of the negative thoughts, bad memories, and bad thoughts are outside the dome trying to get in, but they can't. Since the
So basically,
holy.
it's like zombies smelling the last human.
Kinda. But things got really drastic, like something really bad in your imaginary thing has to go up. You had to go in the bunker and then nuke the whole place.
And then nuke it all. Wouldn't that solve all our problems?
Exactly. Just nuke all your problems away. I mean, that's how you do it in Fallout 76. 12 minutes of this, and we did nothing but make jokes.
Yeah. Well, we did some other things, like talk about like we talked about the islands and stuff.
What? Yeah, but mine was like a whole huge land.
Yeah, yours is literally just the land of Fallout 76.
Well, not technically, since Fallout 76 is post-apocalypse, and mine is not po it's normal until the nuke goes.
Oh god, yeah, I get you, I get you.
My brother is
And
ruining
so
my
anyway,
experience.
hold on, okay then, so well, okay, let's get back on track again.
Yeah.
And we keep getting sidetracked through this entire thing. So basically, this whole point of this is that I saw a comic and it had like, what did you do in 2020? And it was like, and the guy was like, well, it's complicated. And then you go into his mind and it's like, Garden of Self-Love. This is something to do about self-love, self-motivation, because in this present day and age of 2020, everyone needs some self-love.
That was expensive.
What was expensive?
A thing just popped off, and it's like really expensive. It's from 1997, I think. So yeah, I can't break it.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So, yeah, so the whole point of this is to like give yourself some motivation for the day. Try and give yourself some of that energy in the beginning of the day, and try and give back at the end.
Okay, can we do another podcast where we just talk? Because I
Yeah, sure.
honestly.
After we're done with this, we'll end it in about 6 more minutes. So,
It's
if you want to
9:30, bro. It's 9:30.
Okay then, so 5 minutes, I guess.
Hold on. Let me. If I read back onto your Discord messages, right, It's going to be stuff about meditation. Yeah, it's going to be between 9:30 and 9:30, or 9:15, 9:30. Where did that time frame go?
Okay, first off, I might have made a mistake with being specific. I meant that was the time I would send the invite.
Oh.
And second, please do not scream into the microphone.
I didn't. I just did this, put it right next to my mouth and then scream.
Yeah, I meant to, but don't do that.
Oh.
So yeah, we'll go on for a few more minutes and then we'll do another one where we just talk, okay?
Yeah.
So anyway, the point of this podcast wasn't to just imagine your own island. It was to intrigue. It was, well, that was also part of it, but it's also to intrigue people to try and start their own if they're
Hold
feeling
on, hold
down.
on, hold on.
Are
Sorry,
you
my.
eating your microphone?
No, I hold it and told my brother to go away.
Oh, okay. So anyway, yeah, it's just like try and get other people to do this.
Huh?
I mean, try and get other people to start their own little garden of self-love.
Go ahead. I'm just listening to Goldfish, We Come Together, which is the best song.
Okay, that's cool. So anyway, just try and make people just try and get them to have self-love by giving them the garden. By just sharing your garden and then just like if they have ideas that also make you happy, feel free to take them. It doesn't have to be all just one thing. It could be multiple things. It was like you can have an underground bunker and a giant forest at once. It's like I have a beach, I have a grassy area, I have a mountain area, or I have the garden area. I have all these areas. And yet I still talk to people about this and I still try implant their ideas into my island so because I like those ideas. Those are good ideas. Is that is people sh is, more people should know about this idea. Yeah, and then like eventually like everyone will start and then like a lot of people and then like if we get like a lot of people to share their ideas is and we can all is that we all like we can all just have this real good island and we're all just feeling real happy and just like no bad times allowed. Okay then. So thank you all for coming to this thank you all for listening to our podcast. I hope you like it and yeah. Yeah, this is Game Boy Gamer signing off.
And Dr.
Later.
Calm.
And Dr.